Good morning and welcome to Party Line. I'm your host, Wendy Corr, on this beautiful Monday morning. Believe it or not, we are just a week and a half away from Thanksgiving, and I know that's kind of hard to wrap your mind around, but in the studio here with me are two ladies who are proof that this is really happening because they are coordinating the community Thanksgiving dinner. And so in the studio with me, I have Tanya Riley and I have Ashley Trudeau. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
Yes, you are deep into Thanksgiving. There is no skipping Thanksgiving.
It's here.
Yes, yes. There's no skipping Thanksgiving and going directly to Christmas for you folks.
Nope.
You're working on this amazing project, which I think it's just one of those things that we are so grateful to have and so blessed to have in our community. It's the community Thanksgiving dinner, but it's in a different location this year. And Ashley Trudeau from West Park Hospital, tell us what we're doing.
Sure. Well, this dinner is the same dinner that's been going on for what I've been told over 30 years. So we just can't thank again for the last 15 years. Kathy and Bud McDonald have been heading it up and have been in charge of it. And they've just decided to kind of, this is a good time to step down and let someone else
after
take
15
charge.
Years. Yes,
yeah,
bless them. Bless
so
them, yes.
It's the same dinner, Wendy, but it'll be at a new location. It won't be at the Cody Club Room anymore. It'll be at West Park Hospital Buffalo Bistro.
Okay.
And the community center there. So we'll all have lots of tables, and we're expecting about 200 people this year. So
that's fantastic. Now,
yeah.
I know that you're kind of heading up logistics and donations, and you do need donations, yes?
Well,
yes.
Who doesn't need donations? Really, what we are asking for is dessert donations.
Oh, very good.
But some people just don't have time to bake or just don't even want to run to the grocery store. So if you come to the dinner and you are able, we just ask for maybe $1 or $5 or $100, whatever you can give to help donate. To really just pay for the food.
To offset the expenses in that way. Now, Tanya, you are coordinating volunteers for this.
Yep. I have been taking names and figuring out logistically where to put everybody the day of to help. And I have to say that we've definitely had an outpouring of help already, offers for help. So that's been awesome. Just because of the new location, we just want to make sure people know how to get down to the bistro. We need people serving, pouring coffee and tea. And yes, we definitely have.
You've been blessed already with this.
Yep,
yes.
Things are looking great.
And I might do another little plug for Tanya, too, is that there are some that can't get to the dinner. They're just not able to drive. So our older folks in the community, please let us know if you need a ride. Yep. We're going to do our best to try and find rides for everybody.
That's a way people can volunteer is to go in and pick people
exactly.
up.
Exactly. And actually over the weekend, a couple of friends of mine actually stepped up and offered to do that. So
nice.
I've got a couple gentlemen on standby who are willing to drive around and pick up individuals and drop them off so they can enjoy the dinner.
So for anybody listening right now who either is someone that can't get out and about or they know of somebody, how do they get on a list to get picked up?
Really, we're just asking that if you can, call me at 578-2512 or go to westparkhospital.org and my information's on the event page there. But just call and let us know what your address is and we'll have the volunteers come and pick you up. If you can't find a ride. So we
That's
just want to make
great.
Sure everyone's able to get to the dinner.
And of course, the dinner is traditional, yummy Thanksgiving fare. What's on the menu?
Turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes and gravy. Of course, yummy desserts, green bean casserole, regular green beans, Caesar salad.
All the good stuff.
All the good traditional.
We'll have coffee, water, iced tea.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you want people to bring desserts. And, you know, when you're talking with 200 people, really, we only need about 25 people to decide to bake something that you can bring for a dessert. I'm sure you're going to need lots of, you know, Cool Whip and ice cream.
Yeah, we do. Lots of pies. We're asking for pies. We'll probably provide some whipped cream as well. So.
Sure.
That's great. And again, this is something that could not be done without the donations and without the support of the community, because this is a free meal. This is not something that you have to pay for. This is a gift from the community to other people who otherwise might not have a traditional Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, I mean, if you are someone that maybe you don't have family here or readily accessible, that it's an opportunity to come out, still enjoy a meal, and hang out with the community. Even if you have family, bring them on down.
Well, yeah.
Save the cooking and the cleaning to us, and we will treat you guys.
Stop and think about that. Really, that's part of
careful.
The stress.
Yeah. We're going to have more than 200 people.
Well, and this is going to go on for 2.5 hours. This is going to run from 11:30 to 2.
Correct.
Well,
and
yeah,
we'll start serving at 11:30. So we ask that you don't come too early.
Okay.
But we'll start serving at 11:30 and end at 2.
All right. And as far as people who are delivering desserts or delivering any donated materials, what time should they, what's the schedule for that, Ashley?
Yeah, feel free to drop off if you want the day before from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the main entrance of the hospital. We'll be taking desserts there. Or the day of, we'll start taking desserts. We'll have a volunteer ready to start taking at 8:30 a.m.
Wonderful.
To drop off, and then everyone can come down at 11:30.
Nice.
Right. All right. Like we were saying earlier, this wouldn't happen without donations, but then we do have some amazing sponsors besides West Park Hospital. We've got Thrivent Financial, Walmart, Pinnacle Bank, Bighorn Radio Network, 8th Street at the Ivy, Rawhide Coffee in Wells Fargo. So thanks to those generous sponsors
for
giving us a boost this year.
It's a wonderful thing. Again, it's great to feel like part of the community. So Ashley Trudeau, Tanya Riley, thank you so much for coming today and for telling us about the community Thanksgiving dinner. This, of course, will be on Thanksgiving, Thursday, November 23rd, from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the new location, which is at West Park Hospital in the Buffalo Bistro Community Center down there in the basement. So coming to the main entrance, the emergency entrance, right?
Yep. Perfect.
Very good. Yep. Thank you both so much for coming today.
Thanks,
good
Wendy.
Luck with this effort next week. You bet. And thanks for all you're doing.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
And thank you folks for tuning into the first half of Party Line. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Well, welcome back to Party Line. And for the second half of Party Line, we've got a real, it's a very serious, but a very important event that we want to talk about. On November 18th, which is this coming Saturday, it's International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day. And as the two guests that I have in the studio will attest, this is something that affects almost everyone. There just hasn't been a person who hasn't been somehow affected by the suicide of a close friend or family member. And so in the studio with me, I have Kimball Croft. And yes, good morning, Kimball. And he is with Park County Public Health with the Emergency Management Office. And then Teresa Humphreys Wadsworth. And Teresa, you, of course, were the topic of a lot of attention here in September when you walked across the state.
Right.
To bring awareness for suicide prevention.
Right.
And this, of course, has been part of your life and your livelihood and your mission and your passion for the past few years.
Right.
So this is the International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day. This is actually an event there's going to be an event that's happening this Saturday. Kimball, tell us about the event that's happening Saturday in Powell.
Well, this is a very important event. You know, if you've experience somebody who has committed or has accomplished suicide, it affects you very deeply, and it affects you for a long time. This is an opportunity for those people in our local community to find comfort and gain understanding as they hear stories of healing and help. It is an opportunity to share, to come together. You know, people just, unless you've been affected by it, people don't understand that it is an open wound that needs to be healed, and it takes forever to heal.
And this is something, the statistics are just growing and growing. Unfortunately, it seems like although we seem to be raising awareness about suicide prevention, it doesn't seem to stop the number of suicides that are happening. In fact, the rates are on the rise. Is that correct, Kimball?
Yes. As a matter of fact, when you talk about it, suicide is the fourth leading cause of death in adults between the ages of 15 and 64. Interesting that a person dies of suicide every 12.3 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
So during our conversation this morning, somebody will have committed suicide.
Wow. And that is a very, very sobering thought. Teresa, in your work, working with mental health issues and, suicide prevention, you have seen this tragedy almost firsthand.
Yes.
You've been affected by this very, very deeply.
Yes.
what do you think the information is? You know, we've got information on raising awareness of suicide, but why do you think that so many people are continuing? Why is that rate continuing to rise?
You know, that's a difficult question because this is a complex issue. You know, what I will say is that we are seeing stigma go down. We are seeing people more compassionate when someone is struggling. Mm-hmm. We're understanding more and more about what a suicide crisis looks like.
Oh, good.
And we're understanding more and more that it can be successfully treated. If the person gets into counseling, they get into the kind of therapy that they need. Sometimes medicine helps. But what a person needs more than anything else is acceptance for who they are, understanding for what they're going through, and they need people around them that will continue to be their friend and continue to encourage them toward health throughout the time that they're thinking about suicide and the recovery period afterwards. Because it takes a while for someone to get to that point. It's going to take a while for them to get through the healing that they need to get through that suicide crisis and get back to who they were and who they want to be.
Now, we talk about raising awareness, but it's more than just awareness.
Yes.
We want people to know how to take action if someone that they know or they themselves are contemplating suicide.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when I think about someone who is considering ending their life, there's multiple reasons that brought them to that point, right? What I see is that people want to help, but they just aren't quite sure what to do. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're afraid of making it worse.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Now, Kimball, you had mentioned before we got on the air that there is an app out there that you know, our smartphones can actually help in this serious, serious situation. It's called Jason's Foundation app. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's one of my favorite apps. We all have apps on our phone, and this is one that I wish everybody would download. Now, there's some others, but I like Jason's Foundation, A Friend Asks. So if you have a friend who's contemplating committing suicide, or if you're thinking of about it, you just click on the app, it opens up, and you can make one click, and it calls the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline for you. And you have somebody to talk to immediately. And that's what we want to have happen, is that immediate talk to. I mean, most people don't realize that you can even ask Siri on your iPhone and say, Siri, I'm thinking about committing suicide, and it will automatically ask you, can I dial the 800 number for the National Suicide Prevention? And you can say yes, and it will dial it for you. So there's a lot of things there.
There's a lot of help out there. And for people who are survivors of suicide, there is a day, there's a time, there's an event this weekend that will help them to kind of move forward and understand that they're not alone. This is going to be this Saturday from 11 to 1 p.m. This is going to be in Powell.
Right.
And tell us where this is going to be specifically, Teresa.
It's going to be at Grace Point Church. They have allowed us to use their space. And, you know, it's really a healing space. And so this is an opportunity for people who have lost someone to suicide to come together with other lost survivors. And, I mean, who else better understands than someone who's been there, right? And you don't have to share your story. It's a time of respectful remembrance, mm-hmm. but also about hope, about how a family can move forward and carry the memories of their loved one with them. How can they move through this very painful time and come out on the other side?
This is fantastic. That's going to be this Saturday, November 18th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Grace Point Church. That's 550 Cattenhorn Drive in Powell. Teresa and Kimball, thank you so much for being on the show today. Please continue the good work that you're doing to raise awareness and let people know that there is help out there.
Thank you.
So thank you both.
Thank you.
And thank you, folks, for tuning in to Party Line today. Have a fantastic Monday. Stay tuned for Speak Your Peace in just a few minutes.
You're listening to KODI, Cody, Wyoming, and KZMQ, Grable, Wyoming.